Mason Nealon talking with Trayvon Keeley of Peyton Sherdan. Trayvon, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
So let's talk more about you as a person. I mean, talk us through kind of your family. Do you have any brothers or sisters, or just kind of how is your family?
I got one sister, but I have a lot of cousins, and we kind of stay close. Like, a lot of my cousins are really close, like they were my siblings, so we've always had that good bond.
And so you talk about them being close. What do you guys kind of do in your free time when you guys hang out?
You know, we just, me and my cousin, sometimes we'll go golfing. We'll just hang out, go out to eat, all that. We like to stay pretty close to each other and bond a lot.
Is it a lot of competitions between kind of the athletes of the family? Are you out there competing on the court or on the field or anything like that?
Yeah. Me and my cousin Donovan, we've been competing ever since we've been growing up, and honestly, I think it has a lot to do with why I'm so competitive and why I'm an athlete.
And are you winning a lot of those then?
Oh, yeah.
And so then in school, I mean, you're in Peyton Sherdan now. Obviously, you split some of your time with Greene County as well. What's kind of your favorite subject in school?
Probably like, I'd say PE or lunch if I can. Those aren't real subjects, but maybe English too. English wasn't that bad. I enjoy all that.
And so with school, I mean, you play obviously the three sports, football, basketball, and now track. Let's start off with football. How did you get introduced to football, and how did you kind of fall in love with the sport?
So football, I've been playing ever since I could, probably since kindergarten. And, you know, once again, like, we've always kind of had a group of kids that went out, and we've still gone out. So I've been playing since I was young and kind of fell in love with it.
And so when you play football, is that kind of, when you go out there, is that a different feeling that you get playing football than it is with basketball and track as well?
Yeah. I really do think, you know, just track and basketball, I think you got a little bit more control. Football truly is a team sport, and so it's basketball, but you really need to depend on your teammates in football too.
And so of the three, which of the three do you enjoy the most?
I would say probably football. Football is just, it's a great environment, great atmosphere. You get really close with your teammates over time, so I like football the most.
And so then going into the winter season, you obviously play basketball. You were one of our guys on the All-Rewind first team, so a pretty good athlete on the basketball court as well. How'd you get into basketball and kind of fall in love with that as well?
So basketball, I would say, was kind of always my first sport because, you know, once again with football, like, you always had to depend on your teammates. But basketball, I'd always go up to the park by myself and just always had a basketball in my hand. And that was, you know, for a while, that was my main sport, and I considered it my main sport, but over time, it kind of wasn't. So, but yeah, I've been playing basketball since I was little.
And so do you enjoy basketball as well in the team setting where you're out on the court and it's you and four other guys being able to just kind of play the game?
Yeah, because, you know, basketball, I think it's a great game. It takes a lot of skill and teamwork. So, yeah, I enjoy playing basketball.
And so then when you talk about basketball, when you were little, that you had the basketball in your hand all the time, was that kind of how you grew up, is that you were playing basketball and then you discovered football as well and then track later on as well?
Oh, yeah, 100%, especially with track too, because I didn't even pay attention to track till my seventh grade year, of course, when I first was able to do it. So.
And so talking about track now, obviously you are our athlete of the month when it comes to this, and track was kind of the sport that, for me as well, got first introduced to you with, and you ran, what, 100, 200, long jump, high jump the whole year? Well, how'd you get introduced to track specifically in seventh grade?
So, like, you know, once again, just growing up in the environment, I kind of wanted to do whatever sport I could at the time. So I was introduced to track, and I remember my track coach, she introduced me to high jump and all that, and I was kind of always a sprinter too, because I've always been a sprinter, but high jump and long jump, seventh grade year, I gave it a try and kind of found a love for it, and I found out I was pretty decent at it.
And so then specifically talking about just this year, I mean, obviously last year you competed at the state meet and you took second in the high jump. This year you took the leap and kind of gotten to that upper echelon of some of our athletes where you now won a state championship only as a sophomore. How did that feeling go over with you?
You know, I felt amazing because last year, once again, kind of get it done. It was second place, and I knew this year it was going to be some competition. You know, those guys competing with me. But I was ranked the first seed for a while, so I knew that was definitely the standard I was being held at. But, you know, I knew my building. I was confident going in. and we were able to get it done.
And so when you go out onto a, or you go out for a track meet, are you more of like, do you enjoy sprinting more or jumping more between the two?
I probably enjoy high jump more. I feel like there's so much more, and long jump too, because sprinting, you know, at the end of the day, all you got to really do is run. When you're long jumping and high jumping, there's so much more technique and power and so many more things that go into it.
And so now you got a little break after track. You're going to be looking ahead towards football. So what are you doing with your time here now in the summer?
You know, we got a lot of, like, we got lifting every day and OTAs, basically like mini practices and all that. And I still have 7-on-7 tournaments. I'm going to football camps. I'll be going to Iowa State tomorrow. So I'm really just trying to get into football for now and giving all my other sports a break.
And so then looking ahead, I mean, to the kind of the future, what would you say would be kind of your dream job coming out of high school or through college as well?
Well, I'm not exactly sure about a dream job, but I'd like to go play either probably football or track at a college somewhere and, you know, get a degree, but play a sport while I'm doing it, hopefully.
And so you talk about that as well. I mean, for you, what do you think you need to do to get to that next level to kind of make it to the either JUCO, Division III, Division II, or Division I in either of those sports?
You know, I just got to keep working, you know, keep improving, working on my skill set and things like that. I mean, you know, you can always get better, and I'm going to keep trying to improve and do what I can to get better.
And so lastly now, kind of the big question. I mean, one state championship now in track. You competed for another one in the long jump, competed for one in the 200, and you were right on the edge with the 100 to get to the state meet. For you, is that kind of the goal next year, is either get two of those or compete in all four at the state meet? Do you want to kind of be busy down there?
Oh, I want to be as busy as possible. I wasn't as satisfied with my results this year besides high jump. But, you know, I'm only a sophomore, so I got time to work on it. But, yeah, I definitely want to try to go on four events next year if I can.
Well, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we congratulate you on being our Athlete of the Month.
All right. Thank you, sir.